Today is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I don't know what day it is because I'm pre-recording this episode, and let's see if I can pick a day. It is, what are we doing? We're doing, this is the 12th. The 12th, National Only Child Day. It is also National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. So there you go. Have a grilled cheese on me. So yeah, I'm pre-recording this because Wednesday, it's going to be difficult. So today, it would be difficult for me to record an episode because we are going to be on our way to Florida on Wednesday. And so it's hard for me to record. I'm working in the morning. And so there's just going to be no time to record. Also, Thursday and Friday, we're going to be in Disney. Mark is working from the hotel. There's just not a good time. We're going to be out and about all day long on Thursday and Friday. And so those will be pre-recorded. But if I didn't tell you, you might not even know. But I'm telling you because I'm an honest podcaster. So we were talking about, so I'm kind of dragging out the weekend a little bit and, you know, et cetera, because got to have stuff to talk about. Next week, I'll fill you guys in on Disney. Maybe Daniel and I will do some level 13. We haven't even talked about it, but maybe we'll do some level 13 like recordings on our phone or something, because we're not taking recording equipment with us, but we could record a little message on our phone. We'll see. So we were talking about Sunday yesterday and, you know, lunch with my parents was fine. Nothing major came up. My mom was not watching Fox News, so that was good. My brother called while I was there, and it's interesting because I really think my mom likes my brother more than she likes me now because he politically is more aligned with her, and she is so political in her old age. Like, I don't even know why, but anyway, he's more aligned with her, so I feel like, oh, she, you know, she doesn't like the fact that I'm gay and I'm a Democrat, I'm liberal, and, you know, she's very, very far right, and so is my brother. So he calls, and after he hangs up, my stepdad says, oh yeah, that's his daily call. And I said, oh, is he trying to get points so he remains the favorite son or something? Or like, well, what's going on? Because I don't call at all. I don't like to talk on the phone. And my stepdad says, no, I think it's his daily therapy call. and mom kind of rolls her eyes. I don't think she necessarily wants to talk to him every day. She said, oh, he needs to talk to someone, you know, about political stuff. His wife doesn't talk about that kind of stuff. Or sometimes he needs to talk about, you know, more maybe emotional type stuff that his wife is Hispanic and she's still learning English. That it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. And I'm sure they can't have in-depth conversations because her English is at a basic level so far. And my brother doesn't speak Spanish. So that's interesting. But that's a whole other topic we can go into. She is legal and all that kind of stuff, but yeah, there's a language barrier, a little bit of a language barrier there. But anyway, so Sunday night, we did spend Sunday night doing some preparation for our vacations coming up. So we're doing two. I think I mentioned that. One of them is a tour of the Northeast, and the other one is Iceland. And so we need to start booking hotels because things are going to book up. We're going to the Northeast around 4th of July. So a lot of the Boston, Rhode Island, you know, Massachusetts, Vermont, Rhode Island, all of those have really big 4th of July celebrations. And so the hotels will book up. Although I think that area is more of a fall trip. I seem to be booking trips at times when people don't normally, like, it's not the suggested time. Like, what we're doing is typically suggested to do in the fall. So you get the fall colors. But you know what? Let's buck the trend. Why not? So anyway, we're trying to pick an itinerary because we're going to do a road trip in the Northeast. And Mark had already researched and put three itineraries, or at least driving itineraries. We're going to be in this town, this day, etc. And he said, well, Boyfie, I need you to do at least one so I can see what's important to you and we can compare and contrast and all that kind of stuff. Well, it is a pain in the butt to try to put together a road trip with all of these things that I want to do, you know, and you'd kind of like to do it in a loop. The problem is I want to be in Boston for the 4th of July, and Boston, the 4th of July is almost dead smack in the middle of our vacation, and I want to go to Maine. So the things that I want to do are, I want to do Maine. I want to do Acadia National Park. I want to do Portland, Maine. I want to do some scenic White Mountains drive in New Hampshire / Vermont. I want to see Salem, Massachusetts, where the witch trials happened. I want to be in Boston on the 4th. And I would like to do a couple of tours in Boston to see the Freedom Trail and all that kind of stuff. And I'd also like to go to either Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. And all of that stuff, try to fit in a route that we can do in kind of a circular fashion, but also be in Boston on the 4th of July. It's turning out to be, I think, impossible, honestly. I don't think it's going to be possible. I think we're going to have to drive somewhere and come back to Boston. Drive somewhere, come back to Boston. It's going to be like the Amazing Race. They're going to be bum, 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 bum in the background as we're trying to go from place to place. And that's not even counting, well, like we had Rhode Island and also Connecticut on our list, but I don't think we're going to be able to fit all that in, honestly. So I was trying to do that. I've got to finish up my itinerary tonight because we've got to decide on an itinerary and book hotels. That is what we're trying to do. Really, we were supposed to get it done this weekend. I did book the hotel for Iceland, and we are staying in Reykjavik. But that's all I accomplished. And we've got to get the hotels booked for the Northeast trip. And then we've got to start picking, if we're going to do any paid tours, we've got to start picking those out. And we've also got to book a hotel for London in August. So there's still so much more planning to do, but we're making headway. We're making headway. The other thing I did is so Daniel and I are doing video now on Mix Minus, the Gay Mix, whatever we're going to call our show going forward. We're looking at possibly rebranding or renaming. Because he thinks if we add the word gay, we're going to get a bigger audience, but I don't know. I mean, the name of the show is Geeky Gay, and I don't think I get a much bigger audience because I have gay in it. But anyway, so we've been doing video, and he has wanted to be able to... Well, one thing, I'm taking his camera from Zoom. And also, he wants to be able to... Like when he plays the theme song and stuff, he wants to be able to play a video over that. And there's no good way for him to send that to me. Well, with the hardware device called the ATEM Mini that I use. Well, actually, I use an ATEM Mini Extreme is what I use. It's a video switcher. There's a way that you can have people from remote connect directly to your switcher and send things to you. But it takes another piece of hardware. Actually, two more pieces of hardware. So I got a wild hair up my butt and I decided, okay, I'm just going to buy this other piece of hardware and I'm going to buy a switcher for Daniel, send it, and I'm going to take it with me to Florida and give it to him. Maybe I'll just say loan. That way, I don't know, give it to him. And so I bought these two pieces of equipment. I don't know if it's going to work the way we want it to work, because the other thing we have to do is sync the audio. Daniel wants to take the edited audio and sync it over the video, which is a lip sync issue. And so, but what he can do is he'll be able to send his live video from a good camera and audio directly to my switcher, and also any video clips that he wants to play. He can do all of that with this. The only thing is, I don't know if the video, because there may be a slight latency in what he's sending me, and I don't know. I don't want to go into details, but so I did that, and so I'm going to give that to him when we're in Florida, and maybe we'll try that out the next time we do video. And yeah, we're going to Disney, and I was going to update you guys on the itinerary. Mark is working, so we're going to get there Wednesday evening. And I'm just looking here to see if I can quickly pull up this itinerary. Daniel and Zach have it all planned out, but we're going to... Let's see. Thursday, we're going to Magic Kingdom, and Mark is going to join us after he works. And we're going to have dinner and watch the show. Friday, we're going to Epcot. And we're eating dinner at Disney Springs. And Saturday, we're doing Animal Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. So, and that's when Daniel's running as well. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.